So as we've been doing this summer, we're looking at the table of duties from the small catechism, just briefly, in lieu of Bible study. And today I'd ask you to turn to the insert, if you haven't already. This week, it's to parents. You know, we had to wife and to husband. Now we have to parents. It's not a long reading, but it might be interesting for us as we study it here. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. From Ephesians 6. All right, fathers. Now, why is this directed to fathers, do you think? Okay, head of the house, all right? So it is directed to the head of the home because God willing, that's usually the case, right? That there is a father, for one thing, and that the father is a believer and can instruct in the faith. It's not always the case. These same words then apply to both husband and wife, and we'll see how that works. Do not, notice Paul's warning, do not exasperate your children. What does it mean to exasperate? What do you think? You have a word for that? Yeah, Gary?
Put them down,
okay. Do you have anything? What does it mean to exasperate their children?
No idea,
that's good. I'm glad you don't have an idea. Yeah? Any other words for that?
I would say nag them.
Yeah, nagging? Okay, that's good. Yeah. Yeah. Exasperate means to destroy the relationship, really, right? That's the consequence of it, but to embitter it, to make it kind of negative, right? Mother against daughter, father against son, or it could be the other way around. The old word was to provoke them to wrath. You remember that? Yeah, to provoke them to wrath, to just make them angry. And again, what that does is it breaks the relationship, right? When they're angry with their parent, what happens? Most importantly, do they listen to you? No, they stop listening, right? And so as their parent, or in this case specifically to the father is to instruct the child, but if the child is angry with the father, can he hear? He or she hear? No, they can't hear, right? So that's why Paul begins with that warning. Don't exasperate your children. We'll talk more about that in a minute, what that actually means. Instead, bring them up or raise them in the training and instruction of the Lord. All right. Now, how do we understand training and instruction of the Lord? What is Paul saying to do there? Teach them about Jesus. Specifically, maybe connected a little bit to the reading, what kind of worship should they teach their children? The worship that says, oh, you need to go to church every Sunday?
Read your Bible.
You must read your Bible? Is that really what we want to teach them? It's true, we want them to do those things, but what do we need to teach them about? Jesus' mercy. It's actually about confession and absolution, about being forgiven. And if you exasperate your children, what's the next thing to do, according to Jesus? Exactly. Say, I've made you angry, I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Can you forgive me? And to model that for the children. That is the principal way that you actually teach them about Jesus, is by forgiving them, as God himself has forgiven you. A lot of times we think about instruction in the Lord as just being about all the rules, right? Ten Commandments and the Creed and teaching them the prayer and to do the right things at the right time of day. And as we heard in the readings, those things aren't wrong, but they need to be born of faith. And faith comes from hearing the Word of God that forgives your sins, very specifically. Yeah, we talked about this yesterday at our seminar on evangelism, that actually to just tell people they're wrong doesn't do them any good in a faith sense. It might be nice for them to know that they've done wrong, but if you don't declare to them that there is forgiveness, what are they going to do? I'm wrong. I might as well just stay wrong, right? There's no reason for me to change. There actually is no way for me to change. But that change comes through Christ forgiving them, right? So declare the forgiveness to them. So that's how you actually model this don't exasperate your children, because actually you will. If you're a father or mother, you probably know this firsthand. If you don't have children, you are a child, and you probably remember being exasperated. Huh? Or maybe you still are. Huh? Yeah. But what needs to happen there is to most especially give Jesus, bring Jesus to bear on that situation. Take the cross before it and show that cross before your eyes, right? As we say in the hymn. Say, Christ died for this sin, and he forgives it. It's forgiven. It's put to death. I'm not going to hold this against you. I'm sorry. We won't do it again. Of course, you probably will. But it's a promise of faith. All right. So that's the purpose of godly parenting. Do we think of parenting that way? We think about raising them right. But literally what that means, according to Paul here in Ephesians 6, is actually teaching them to confess their sins and forgiving them. And so you too confess your sins to them and have them forgive you. Raising in the instruction and training of the Lord. That's how the Lord trains us, actually. All right, very good. Let's end with the prayer. See the prayer at the bottom of the sheet? We'll pray that together. Heavenly Father, you have given us the gift of children who are to be brought up in the training and instruction of the gospel of your Son. Give to all Christian fathers and mothers the strength and will to teach the Word of God to their children, and to see this responsibility as their most important duty. Deliver them from the temptation to abandon this sacred trust. Grant them faithfulness in their calling as parents, that they might love and care for their children, even as you love and care for them in Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.